Blog Talk Radio.
He's sitting in here. I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show. This is Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015 World Cup Arena Soccer Tournament. And tonight, on the Couch Potato Sports Show, India is taking on Romania as earlier as the NBC Media Network on Blog Talk Radio. You heard Mexico beat Germany big time, 9-1. We'd like to thank Roger Noriega and NBC Media Sports for letting us have some time over here so we can bring this to you. As I was asked to do this kind of last minute, as they didn't have anybody to do the play-by-play for their broadcast, and right now we're waiting for their broadcast to go live on Go Live Sportscast. And when we do that, we will go ahead and do what we're getting ready to do, which is call this game India-Romania. I'll be talking a little bit more about this game. And the game gets set. What they're going to do right now is they're going to go ahead and they're going to do the national anthem. We are live from the MFN Center, and Steve Sonny Clark, the hardest working man for sports radio, with the coverage of this soccer tournament. Thought I'd let you know a little bit what happened here on the Couch Potato Sports Show if you were listening here. Last night, the Texas Revolution got a big win last night, 56. 46 victory at the Allen Event Center as the Revolution were taking on the Duke City Gladiators. The Revolution got out on top and great. And Gladiators was not in a position on fourth and goal three times.
Take on Roman. So that's something to watch out for, sure.
where the whole field of the Texas Revolution, and they're getting ready to do the national anthem for both of these countries. So instead of talking over it, folks, what I'm going to do, we're going to go into a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to play some music for you to enjoy until we get back in and get ready for that. So hopefully everybody understands that they don't want to disrespect these countries and their national anthem. So we're going to go ahead and put on some music here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Now, World Cup Arena Soccer Radio Network.
Out on the field,
Dalby is out on the field, and he is a left back. Let you know about some of the other players. Sharif is out on the field for India as well. Also, Pinto out on the field for India. We're trying to get everybody's number here. Masla out on the field. And Romania is going to handle the kickoff as they get the ball. And they're going to be pressing the ball. They are going to be going left or right on your internet radio dial and left or right on your video screen as you're watching on Go Live Sportscast. Romania, one of the better teams, like I said, in the world. The experience is definitely on their side, but the youth definitely goes to India as there's some young players. Here comes Romania. They're going to get it set into the zone of India. Shot blocked there by India. Romania trying to move it, trying to get it into the zone. They get it off the rebound. Trying to get it in the middle. On the other side there was Rudo. Rudo, that was the shot on the corner. Another shot blocked there by India. Trying to get the ball down. Rudo fighting in the corner. Here comes India with the ball. And Pinto pushing it. And it's stolen by Romania. Romania puts the shot. And it's blocked there by Lankar. And India now with one block. Now handling down the other side for Romania is Marku. Marku kicks it out near the middle, and he's going to push the ball into the zone there of India. And he is tripped there and holding the back of his leg. He's actually tripped there by Dalvai. So Dalvai, and let's see if he... Okay, so the player down there was Calguria. And folks, that is just as best as it gets here. As a shot that goes misses, and now Romania gets the ball back into their side, and handling that, the goal is Papa, and this one's Christian Papa at the goal as the keeper for Romania. Romania with the ball now gets it over to the side. We've got a number 10 that's not on our roster, but the ball is intercepted there by Pinto of India. He tries to push the ball up the court or field, and it's stolen there by number 10 of Romania, which we don't have the name, trying to beat it in there, but the shot, and nice stop there by Lankar as he puts a hand on it, and it goes over the plexiglass. Remember, this is arena indoor soccer, so it's set up like a hockey rink with the plexiglass up, and the hole for the goal. So here goes Romania trying to end Marco, and he takes the shot, and it is shot in there by, and I'm just going to use his name, Natalia, for the goal for Romania. They are up 1-0 here in this game. Natalia with the shot. Constantina. Up on the board for Romania. Mark that. No, I was wrong. It was George Adrian, and his last name is just, we're going to get the representation of his last name as best as we can here. As Romania comes in on the steal, and India handling the ball, trying to get a bounce on Carr, plays it up off of the south ball. Yeah, and midfield, so India controls the ball still. And over on the left-hand side to Sharif. Sharif goes to the right-hand side. Gives it to Jade. Jade now fighting with Romania. They steal it. They're going to put it into the zone. He's going to put a shot on guard. Lankar gets a hand on it, goes into the corner. And now playing it is Romania. And the ball actually was right, almost stolen by Sharif, but they give him a foul in the corner. So Romania is going to handle it with Marku. He's going to kick the ball in. Let's see what he does, if he's going to try to pass it or if he's going to try to put it on there. He gets it in. Marku takes the shot, goes out of bounds over the plexiglass, and the ball is going to go in the direction of India. India going right to left on your internet radio dial. India in their orange jerseys and orange shorts. Romania in their yellow jersey and yellow shorts with red lettering. Romania has white lettering. That's kicks the ball up, and India gets it inbounded, but it's going to be handled there by Romania at their near their own zone. They're going to play the ball up the field, and Marku moves it up. Now, trying to get it into the zone is Romania. as they try to get back to Marcou now to the right-hand side to George Adrian. Adrian now gets it over to the other side. Now hands it to Radu. Radu now tries to get it in the zone. They pass it, try to center it. Shot, and it's in for the goal. And that one was Dan Dekalier. And I'm not going to try to present, but his name is Dan Natalia, and he's got a last name. We'll call him Natalia, in for the goal for Romania. So George Adrian and or Adrian George and Dan Natalia with goals for Romania against India here in the first quarter. 9 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the first. So as India with the experience, not as much as Romania has, they're going to have to fight to get back into this one. As India goes ahead, they get the ball after the penalty and handling it as Hasla. Hasla tries to get it to midfield, stolen there by Romania, and handling the ball is Parkulan. Parkulan now tries to get it in. It's stolen there by India. And Pinto. Pinto now loses it to Romania, and they're going to try to set it up near midfield. Romania being able to move the ball around fairly easy against India. They get it back up to the top. And handling it up there is Christian Papa as they get it back out. Romania moving the ball fairly easy. Trying to beat the zone. They do. They get it set. Almost tried to put the shot up on it. It was Gabriel. And Gabriel puts the shot in. It's in for the goal. And that was Gabriel Cosman. And he gets in for the goal. Quick 3-0 lead for Romania with 8 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Now dominating this game against India. Obviously, right now, it looks like experience is definitely outshadowing the youth. But let's see what the youth is able to put together out on the field against Romania. As India sets the ball into the zone of Romania. Now Romania gets it out. India trying to keep it back into play in the zone of Romania. Romania with the steal. Now going to push the ball, trying to get it into the zone. And it's stolen there by India. And trying to get it around there. And gets it set. Dalvin. Dalvin now going to push it up. Stolen there, intercepted by Romania, and now back to the other side to India, handling with Hasla. They're going to kick it all the way back down to the right hand side. There's a whistle out on the field. So, with the whistle out on the field, find out who it's going to go to. Okay, so it's going to go to India. So India is going to handle the ball on the inbound after the whistle. India trying to feed it, get it into the zone. Romania easily steals it away. They're going to slow the pace down. Romania now going to push the ball back and forth until they're able to get the play they want to advance the ball to get it near India's zone. Romania has been having the time with Marcou, puts it out, gets it into the zone now for Romania. Handling this there is Gabriel. Gabriel over to the right hand side, now near midfield. Handling it on the other side. We got a couple of players where we don't have the numbers for Romania, but they're trying to move the ball. India is going to get it fairly easily as well. Gabriel is going to push it up and get it over to the right hand side. Now they're going to back it up and slow it down and get it set. Dalvi puts it up into the zone on the other side there as Papa goes ahead and gets it on as the keeper and he gets it set. Here comes Romania putting it into the zone of India. Now handling it there is George Adrian. Adrian with the shot, lifts it off to the left-hand side, but it's going to be handled by the other Papa out up on the field. And probably some kind of defense shot a little high there by Romania. Here comes India off the rebound, trying to feed it down, trying to get it into the zone, and heading it to Papa to Papa. And Papa now shoots it from the goalkeeper out now, and they're going to try to reset it as India takes a step back here on defense, and Romania easily moving the ball around the way they want to right now with 5 minutes and 29 seconds left to go here in this first half of this second game here at the Allen Event Center. Allen Event Center, home of a lot of players, including the Dallas Knights. Shot on goal, and it's gone. Randu Barcu gets it in, and Romania just having their ways with India right now. It's 4-0 as the clock continues to run here. And actually, that was a shot, and it went off of Gabriel Cosman. So Gabriel Cosman gets it in off of the deflection. So Bratun is how you say his last name. And now India now gets the ball. They're going to get set. India not able to put anything together offensively right now as the clock continues to click away here in the first quarter right now on India. India trying to move the ball around, and Romania with strong defense here in the zone. And Romania steals it and gets the ball back, and they're going to try to set it up and try to get it into the zone again on India. India moving up on the defense, trying to stay close to the ball, and Romania has been able to handle it, and they just move the ball better. They pass the ball better, and here comes Romania into the zone, putting a shot on goal. To the left-hand side was Papa. Now here comes India, and they're going to slow it down as Pinto tries to get it up off the dasher board. And now handling it is Hasla. Hasla gets it over to Bakar. Now back to Hasla. And now with Romania, they steal it near the zone. Now here they go. They put the shot too high from Romania, and that was coming from Charvai. Charvu puts up another shot. It's blocked there as well. And now Pinto tries to get the ball out of the zone, and they do. Now handling it and trying to get it back, get it into the goalie's hand. Up there's a hands out there, no whistle, but now they finally got it. That one went to Vincine with a hand there. So now India gets the ball free as they have it in their own zone. And Romania is playing up on India and trying to get the ball away from them. Now India pushes it up and trying to get to Nakim. Nakim now gets it out as Papa puts it down further down the field. Romania is going to handle it there just outside of India's zone. Now they move it near midfield and handling it on the other side. There is Nikal. Nikal now over to the right-hand side, has the ball. Looking to try to kick around, so he kicks it back up near midfield, and they're going to reset it on the other side as Papa, as the offensive side, has the ball. Now as they move it, trying to get it into the zone, India, they do. Papa now in the corner, tries to feed the middle. India gets a foot on it, seals it, a shot on goal. Lankar brings it down. Here comes Romania with another shot. It's blocked there by Andre, and they're going to push the ball up the court there. However, it was pushed down there with Ayatab. And now here comes Romania again in the zone. It's blocked there by India. But hanging on the outside there is Usa. Usa now loses it. And now pushing it up there on the other side is Pinto. Trying to near midfield. Stolen by Romania. But gotten back by India. Now they're going to slow things down. They're going to try to move it and see if they can get it off of their zone. As Romania has been keeping it on India's side of the field this whole game, with a minute and 38 seconds left to go in the first, India not able to advance the ball too much past midfield. As they fight for it, they push the ball up court, Romania with the steal. Now they're going to get it out to midfield, and they're going to reset it at the top with Papa. Papa puts it into the zone, to the corner, handling it in the far side. A little battle going on in the corner. Romania gets around, puts the shot on, the car kicks it out. Here comes the India and Aga pushing it up there. Stolen there by Romania, and they're going to reset and try to get another offensive play set. Romania pushes it up, gets it into the zone on the other side there. With Vincent, he puts it up there. Now handling it on the right-hand side of Lusa. Now pushing it back to play a little catch with the ball right now. Shot up on goal by Papa off the top. Now here comes India trying to get it out of the zone. They kick the ball out of bounds, and Romania going to handle the ball where it went out of bounds. And they get it set with 36 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Here comes Romania, getting it into the zone of India, and trying to block the ball away. There was Dalby. Dalby now Gets it in, Romania. Feeds the middle of the zone. Tried to get it out. Here comes the shot. It's blocked there by Lankar of India. And Lankar is trying to push players down the field. And he's going to whip it down there near midfield. Trying to battle it. He's tripped there. And the India going to get the ball. It's like the first time they've had it on their side. Aga now is going to handle the inbound. No, Martin is going to be Pinto is going to handle it. This is the first time they're in there, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. They put the break out on the field. He's going to be a free throw with the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to go into music here on the Couch Potato Sports Show on Blog Talk Radio side. We're going to go into a commercial over on the other side.
Romania slowing it down. Romania now.
trying to push it near midfield, kicks it over to the right-hand side, and then Apostle now gets it in the middle, and taking up that shot, George Adrian, shot no good, followed by number 13, that was Acob, and that one didn't go in. Romania still having the ball and controlling that near midfield. Now they kick it back out to the other side of Papa. And mark that. That's actually in the goalie is Radoscu at goal for Romania. So I was mistaken about who was at goal. Shot on the right hand side, and it's good. Goes in for the goal. Fighting up on the right hand side, it was Gabriel Tansy. And it hits it up as goes past Lon Carr. And gets up in the right hand side at the top shelf on the right hand side. 5-0 in favor of Romania as the clock continues to run. 13-0. And Romania, definitely their experience is outshadowing the youth of India. And India now, they keep fighting it. And Romania just keeps pressing onto India. As they get it into the zone, they got Romania in there to defend it, and they get it. It's George Adrian now gets the ball, and they're going to set it. Tansy at midfield. Tansy gets it over to Apostle. Apostle is to the corner and finds it was going to be the goalie. The keeper, like Carr of India, gets the ball and he's going to look and whip it down and handling it right there on the other side. We don't have that double pitch at it. So, like Carr trying to get up. Here comes Romania trying to steal it away. And now they had a fast break on the side, and they lose it as Romania has handled it. George Adrian on the left-hand side gets it over to Nicole, Dan Nicole. Dan Nicole now going to move it up to over to the right-hand side. Now midfield, George Adrian now losing the ball, fighting it in the corner, pushing around the India players. And India having the ball, and they're going to reset it, back it up, see if they're able to get something positive as they try to get it out of their zone. Still by Romania, trying to feed it up into the zone. Handling that up there is Acob. Acob losing it, and Nankar on the stop off the shot. Nankar now wants to get his players down the field so he can whip it down. He does. He whips it down a lot further. Header there by Romania and Dan Nicole. And Nicole fights it, and he gets hit in the knee. So he's going to go out of the game. He's going to be replaced as he grabbed the knee as he went up there to try to head that one out. It's Romania now going to control the ball. Tansy now over to the left, gets it over to George Adrian. Adrian with the shot, it's blocked. Here comes Adrian again, but he gets out there by India. It's going to be stolen there by Romania, but India trying to keep it and push it up. Header out to the other side. Now going to be handed to Sarif. Sarif now gets it over there, and it's going to be handled very easily there by Radiscu. And Radiscu gets it over, and Romania going to set this one up and take it slow. And they're going to push it down the field. In the left-hand side now to Tansy. Tansy now pushing it up there, putting it in the corner zone. As getting down there is Acob. Acob there met by many of the players. And just outside the zone, shot up there, missed it there as Tansy put in a bullet. It went off the top. Now centering it. Now another shot. This one goes in. It's a goal for Adrian George. That was passing the ball really, really good. Down there in the zone of India. India not in this game as they are down 6-0 as the clock continues to run here in the second quarter with 9 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the first half. At halftime, we'll switch it over to music as it's 10-minute halftime. So just want to let everybody know on the Couch Potato Sports Show that are listening on Blog Talk Radio. India now gets a whistle as Romania was trying to push that ball in the India zone. But Romania is going to have the ball and a free kick here and they get it set. They kick it out to the top. Yeah, to my Papa. He goes to the left hand side now, handling his Tansy. Tansy's now going to kick it all the way back out, and it's going to be handled by Red Dosku. Dosku now pushing it up. Romania getting it into the zone of India. Carson, who has a goal, loses it. And there's a whistle out there, and they're going to give it to India. So India going to get the set, give it out, and try to move it out of their own zone. That's what they need to do, and they do. They put a big boot into it, and it's going to move into the zone of Romania and getting it back. And then there's a shot and tip, however, not able to get it. It goes off of Pinto's foot and goes out of bounds. So now Romania gains control of the ball. They go ahead and inbound it. They're going to slow this thing down. They got a 6-0 commanding lead over India. And they're going to push the ball up the field. And they do it. Push it all the way as George Adrian puts the shot. This time Lankar drops it. Here comes the other way, India, trying to push it up into the zone. Kicks it over there too far as Radoska. He goes ahead and gets the ball, and he's going to control it, and he's going to wait. He finally kicks it over to Tansy, who's going to go to the right-hand side. They get it up to midfield, and it's going to be handled there by Gabriel Cosmo. They get it in the corner. Shot by Lankar, blocked. Lankar blocks another one. They're headed in there by Romania. Now India trying to get the ball out of the zone. There's a header and a shot on goal. Gets off to the left-hand side by Romania. Lankar just watched that one sail. He knew it wasn't going in. And now India, Romania, trying to get into the Indian zone. With a pass over to the right-hand side. Shot. It's blocked there by India. Here they come. India now with fancy footwork. Stolen by Romania. Romania to the left. Shot. And it's caught there by Lankar of India. Now they're going to push the ball up the field as fast as they can. And it's Pinto, and they're going to be up on the board. And there's going to be a whistle over there. Find out what that whistle is. It's going to go against Romania of India. They're going to take control of the ball on the near side. Dasher handling it over on the other side. We don't have number 6 on the roster here. As we got the rosters real late, we didn't think they were completely accurate. So now, Romania with the ball. Handling now, Apostle. Apostle gets it down. Going to get into the zone of India. They got to come back. Made it into the right-hand corner. Handling that over there is Hafla. Hafla trying to get it out of the zone. And Romania not letting do this. Radu is in there fighting the battle. He tries to get it over to the right-hand side. Radu gets it again. And here comes India. They got like a 3-on-2 working. As they slow the ball up, they pass it to the right-hand side. And India gets it and steals it away. And it's going to be handled there by Radoscu. And he's going to kick it up and get it to the middle. Going to pass there and handling now. Romania gets it off the deflection as Gabriel Cosmo moves to the right hand side. Tansy with the shot and handling it was Lankor. Lankor now is going to go ahead and whip it down the field and get it past midfield as they go ahead and they handle it. Romania moving the ball around. And there's a couple of headers out on the field, however, it's going to be handled by Romania, who goes into the corner, and Gabriel with the ball, almost loses his foot, and he's going to kick it back out to the top and handle it as Tansy. Tansy's going to reset it, try to move it into the zone, and they do. On the other side, Blackwell with the shot, blocked there by Lankar, coming out the other way now with the ball is Romania, going to the other side. Boy, I think he wanted to trigger that one up again, and he wasn't able to. Pass down, steers the zone, goes in, and it's gone. That one was Papa. Papa got it off of the deflection and went up and went over on four and went into the goal. 7-0 lead for Romania as the clock continues to run here with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left to go here in the first half. So, they're showing the replay, and it did. It bounced off. Oh, it hit Lankar in the head off of the deflection. Papa hit it off of the plexiglass, and it hit Lankar in the back of the head and went in. An unfortunate incident there for India, but it does get in for the score, and they increase their lead to 7-0. Romania getting it set, moving the ball to the as again into the zone. Pass over to the right hand side, pass to the middle as they tried to center it, and it just misses the foot there of Gabriel Cosman. Now here comes Romania again with the ball as they take possession of the ball. Now trying to get it into the zone. They do, as it's going to be Chavu. Chavu to the middle. Shot to the left. It's blocked there by Lankar, but then off of the rebound, goes in for the goal for Romania. Getting it in there was Gabriel Cosman again. He is up on the board. That's his third goal here tonight, as Romania has taken an 8-0 lead with 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Tarsh blocked the first one, but then Gabriel Cosman put it into the back of the net. Romania 8-0. Right now on India, as the game earlier kind of ended, if you want to call it a blowout. Since Germany had a hard time with Mexico, they lose 9-1. And Romania 8-0 right now on India. Now Romania to the left. You can see the experience. You can see the talent that Romania has against the youth of India. They just take advantage of some of the things that India doesn't do well. And they kept the ball in the India zone. There's a shot down to the right-hand side. And now thinking it. I thought he was going to put it on goal, and there it is. They center it. They're going to kick it back out to the top. Romania pop up with the ball, and it's blocked there by Lancor, prevented from going in for the ninth goal. Now they push the ball up the field, and now India actually gets a pass midfield finally. Now they get it in Romania's goal, a zone, and unable to put a shot on goal there from India with Bento. Now Romania is handling the ball, and when they get down into the zone of Romania, they just don't let any kind of positive ball movement come from India. Here comes Romania pushing the ball down. It's blocked there by India. They're going to bring the ball up the field near midfield. Trying to drag it and trying to get it into the zone. Now here comes all the India players and kicking it all the way down. It didn't stay in bounds. Was Raducanu kicked it out of bounds. So India will get the ball where it goes out of bounds. So they're going to take it all the way down near midfield. Yep. So India will handle the ball there on the inbound. They pass it up, try to push the ball forward, and it's going to be caught there by Papa. And Papa's going to control the ball. And they're going to get back to the keeper. And the keeper gets it off to the left-hand side of Papa. And you're going to push it up the field there to Marcou. And to the white. And trying to handle it. We're due. Let's go. Here comes Romania. Blocking the pass. Trying to get it into the zone. Ball around, trying to get it set. Radu beats the middle. India trying to get the ball out of the zone. Did they successfully do that? As Romania, those trying to fight and get the ball back, and they do. Feeding it to the middle and get it over to the right hand side. And they're really pressing. They know how to body check really well. And I'm talking about Romania. And they feed the middle. Shot up on goal to the right hand side. No good. But Marcou, another shot up on goal. This one goes in. George Avery in for Romania. Increases the lead to 9-0. And that's going to do it for the first half as the clock continues to run. And they're not going to let it go into play. It's got 7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to go ahead and do that. They're going to go into a break at halftime with Romania 9-0 in the first half. We're going to go into halftime as well here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your coverage over on Go Live Sports Pass. You're listening to the coverage of the 2015 World Cup Arena Soccer Tournament live from the Allen Event Center. It's Sonny Clark with your coverage As I was asked to do this last minute, we're doing the best that we can because we have never called a soccer game. Actually having some pretty good fun, actually, in reality, calling this game. So we appreciate the opportunity to go ahead and do that as we're getting used to it. And if we knew all the players, it would be a lot easier. But two games here, as earlier, Mexico was in action. They took on Germany. They beat Germany 9-1 earlier today at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You heard that game over on NBC Media and the Sports Channel. We appreciate Roger Noriega for giving us the time to go ahead and bring that game over there on their channel. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into my theme song, and we're going to play some other music as well. We'll be back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your coverage of the 2015 World Cup Arena Soccer Tournament.
Boom.
We're at halftime.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
They say it's all right.
Boom, 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 boom.
They say it's all right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now we gonna move it slow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Up in the lights low.
Boom, boom, boom.
When you move it slow, it feels like a moan. Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. And now listen to the beat.
Boom, boom, boom.
And kind of tap your feet.
Boom,
yeah. You got soul. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. When you wake up at the end of morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. Hug a little soul, make life your goal. And sure then something's gotta come to you. And you gotta say it's alright. They say it's alright. Say it's alright. Have a good time. Cause it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. You got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. When my road's gotta go, my love she will know. From morning, noon, and the night. And she's gotta say that it's alright. They say it's alright. It's alright. Have a good time. Cause it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands. And give yourself a chance. You got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright. You got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright.
Okay, we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Your coverage of the 2015 World Cup Arena Soccer Tournament. India versus Romania. And Romania have had their way with India. And it's 9-0 as we get started here in the third quarter. As Romania has just taken advantage of Spain. We are watching some of the highlights of the first half. That was being in the right place, right time, right space. So now Romania with the ball, handling it just on the outside of the zone of India. And they go ahead and put it in the corner. Shot up on there, no good. As India tried to get it out of the zone. Now another shot pass. Now getting the run. Blancar out of position and goes in for the goal for Romania. And on the goal there was Vincin. So Vincin increases the Romania lead 10-0 with 14 minutes and 7 seconds left to go. Again, open in space, finding the hole and being able to take advantage of the space. And Lantar out of position. Lantar gets that one behind him. Here comes India as they get the ball on the break after the goal. So Romania ends up stealing it, so they're going to be handling the ball and bringing the ball downfield against India. Romania pushing the ball down, slowly methodically, and they know where everybody's going to be. They beat the middle over to the right-hand side. Now just on the inside of the zone of India, handling that on the other side, taking it down, trying to get it in position for a shot. And right in the middle of the zone, puts up shot, no good, as it was Apostol who put it there, hit the right-hand side, and Romania steals it yet again, knowing where the ball is headed, as on the other side, as the Kim was trying to bring the ball down, and Romania just stole it directly behind them. Now, here comes Romania. Gets that again. Gets it into the right-hand corner and handling that on the other side of Sarin. Sarin pushes it all the way up there as Raducanu is going to kick it and handle it there as he hasn't had much action blocking any kicks coming from Romania. Two shots on goal for them through this point of the game. Romania now just on the outside of the zone of India, handling it, trying to get it centered back out now. They're going to reset it near midfield, and Barcu moves it up the other way. Barcu now with the ball again. He's going to push it in, get it inside the zone. Now he has the ball, puts the shot, no good. And Romania has the ball again. They're handling on the other. Ursu gets it over to the other side and blocking it, trying to get it. It's India. As they move the ball, they're just hanging out in the zone of India. And India not putting much of an effort to prevent it from being in that zone until now, as they get the ball kicked up high in the air. Handling it is going to be Romania again, and they're going to move near the zone of India as they go cross field. Cross field now, tied to feed it, now the pass, and now near the dasher board, now back out. Now they're going to try to move it in, and they do. They get it set as Marcus gets it in. Now he's going to feed it. The shot was almost taken. Going to the right-hand side, Pinto in the face with it. Lancor picks it up after he gets Pinto in the face. So Lancor looking, and he's going to go ahead and whip. Nope, he's going to go ahead and roll it down near midfield. Romania just really physical. And bad passes by India. Romania takes advantage of them. They grab it. Here they come into the zone of India. Pinto trying to block it. Romania puts the shot, and it very easily handled there by Lancor as Marcou can get the ball with very much velocity on it. So Lancor puts it down the field where he's handled right there at midfield. India now going to try to advance the ball past midfield if they're capable of doing so. And Zavali now with the ball going over the way. Lancor gets the ball. The goalkeeper takes it down near the field. Now Romania just blocks India out of the way. They're going to handle the ball as the time clock is down to 10 minutes and 24 seconds. That's to go to third. Romania just, I think they're doing some practicing. They're practicing passing. They're now going to move near the zone for India again. Here they go. Get it set to the right, shot, not cars, his head stopped it, and that one was just a little roller. Romani unable to get any velocity behind that, but they seal it on the end, and they're in the zone. And then India kicking it out, trying to get it out. There's the head of the car, gets it off of the head of his player Pinto. Going to push it up near midfield. And there again, as Romania gets the steal, he kicks it back over to Raducanu. Now Romania handling the ball in their own side. Now to midfield. They're just passing the ball better, moving the ball around. Finding the right open player is Romania. Moving it into the zone. There was Usu, but getting in on the block was India. Now, but here comes Romania again and getting in position, trying to put out shots, center it, and trying to get it around and handling it. Here comes the shot, and it's in it for a goal. Radu, who had it, and it was wide open, and India almost didn't go where the ball was, and the court was going one way as the ball was going the other, went in for the goal. 3-2 the Romania leads 11-0 as the clock continues to run with 8:52 left to go in the third quarter. So India not able to produce anything offensively, having a hard time staying into this game from the get-go, as India is just pushing the ball down the court, down the field, and Romania are going to bring it up. It's a practicing with their passing, and you can just see that they're just more suited for this game than India is. Romania sets up near midfield. Now I'm going to push it into the zone. They kick it back out of the zone, trying to get a reset. Passes the ball around fairly easy against Romania, or is Romania against India. Now here comes the breakaway, finding Sharif, pushing it down. And Romania not letting them get in. Sharif puts up his reflex, and wow, off of the reflection, as Raducanu finally has to put a hand on it and prevent it from going in off the ricochet. And here comes Romania the other way. They push it up into, he was going to take it into the zone. So Romania slowing it down, getting it over to the right-hand side. Getting it set there to Tansy. Tansy is looking for a foul. Going to get the whistle. And Romania going to get the ball yet again. They're just handing it to India here, 11-0. Here's a shot. And Lankari gets behind Lankar as Tansy just put that roller and it got past Lankar. He has the velocity on that one as he put a full boot into that one. And they get back in for the goal. 12-0 in favor of Romania. And that's right off the right-hand side where the goal was, and it ricocheted in. So as the clock continues to run with 6:55, Romania in full control of this one as India cannot generate any kind of offense whatsoever, not even getting whistles on trips and things of that sort, just not going their way here tonight. Romania gets a set into the zone and almost centered it, but they kicked it back out, and it's easy to see that Romania is just getting set on the play. Here comes the pass over into the right-hand side. Shot on goal. No good. Misses it up to the left. Here comes India handling it on the other side. India pushes it up as Farlinker. Farlinker almost lose mark that. That was Embre who lost it. Now here comes yet again Romania trying to push the ball up the field. And they do. They get it into the zone of India. And there's going to be a foul. I think he twisted his ankle. Yep, out on the field it was Chavu who twisted his ankle. He's going to try to walk that one off. So Romania's going to get the ball and a free kick here. And they go ahead, inbound it, get it set, shot into it, off of the pass is good. And that was Gabriel Cosman again. He's got like 5 goals here tonight at the Allen Event Center as Romania increases their lead to 13-0 as the clock continues to run here with 5:30 left to go in the third quarter. Prime example of experience, a prime example of understanding the philosophy of the game compared to India with and being their talented players. They just getting used to the game getting set. As this team was actually, I heard, was kind of put together, and there are youngsters out there, 16 and 17 years old here for the national team for India. India trying to control the ball. Here comes Romania on top of it. They just know how to get the ball away from them. And they push the ball in, stolen by Romania. They're going to put it into the zone and dribbling it, trying to get around the defender. And India gets it. They're going to put it down to midfield. And now they finally push it. And Sharif is moving it down the field. Gets it off the pass. Agra is going to get to it. Moving it, trying to get it in, trying to center it. But they do, and they get it to the right hand side. Put the shot up, and it's Radu. Radusku stopping the shot on goal by India. That's what they usually get. They just get one. Now, here, guess what? Here comes the quick break in the middle. Pass in the middle. Back kick in for a goal. What a kick. As it was a Kabu who was going to take it in the corner, and instead of taking it in the corner, he back kicked it off of his heel, and it got past Lon Carr. That increases their lead 14-0 with 13 minutes and 54 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Still a full other quarter, and Romania just having their way with India here. India unable to generate any kind of offense whatsoever, as Romania just having their way with India 14-0. Romania in the zone again. As they get set, put the shot. It's blocked down there by India. Now they put the shot up. There's a header. Now India trying to play defense. As Romania still handling the ball. They know where each other's going to be at any given spot. Here's the center. Here's the shot. Lon Carr gets that one blocked there with a little help there from Mehta. And another shot and then pass in the middle. That was blocked by Lon Carr. Now here comes India trying to push it up. Agha pushes it. Over to the left, now up into the middle, and a lot of pushing and shoving going on down there as Ike is going to get the whistle, and the ball is going to go in India's way. So some of the players going to take a break, so substitution coming in for India. There, set. India now, the ball is over to handling the ball. Going to try to get around the Romanian players. Unable to do so. Good defense by them. Good block there by India and Mehta, because that was going to be a break into the actual zone of India, and it could have been easy for them. Here they go. Moving to the left. Trying to advance the ball. Romania not letting them do it. And they always seem to be in control of the ball, even when they're on defense. So they push the ball up. They do. They get it to Mehta. Mehta trying to get a pass. Trying to get stolen. Oh, my goodness. Romania just handling it. Pushing up the court. Up the field in reality. Here we go. Slowing it down to Romania. But now they move it into the zone yet again on India. Puts the shot up too high. Goes over the plexiglass out of bounds. And India controls the ball. India down 14-0 with a minute and 45 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And they get the ball out of the stands, and they got to get it. Not like the Texas Revolution where the ball goes in the field, they just get another ball. You don't get to keep the soccer ball. You get to keep the football or the football game. Soccer, they got to bring the ball back in. India pushes it down. Stolen by Romania. Romania pushing it up on a kind of fast break. Into the corner goes India, trying to get it set. Trying to block Romania from getting too far. India kicks it back out into the front zone of India. Now they push it across field. Now to the middle. Now they're counting the time. 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Romania's going to advance it into the zone. Trying to handle it on the other side. Shavuot in the middle. And a pass. Block. And this one goes in. Vincent and three other Romanian players right in front of Lon Carr, and Lon Carr didn't even have a chance now. 15-0 as the clock will continue to run, and that's probably going to do it for the third quarter, as Romania just having their way, unfortunately, with India, and India has no answer to whatsoever. There's the rebound shot in good. Here comes Romania again. and locking it away was on four. Now they push the ball up the field is India. India trying to get it out of the front zone and into the regular zone of Romania, but they just don't let it happen. As they use the dasher boards really well, passing it to themselves. Here comes Romania in the zone. For the third quarter. Quick breakout on the field. There's going to be a quick breakout on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your coverage of the 2015 World Cup Arena Soccer Tournament, India versus Romania. Romania 15-0. Start the fourth quarter. We'll be right back. We are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, your coverage of the 2015 Arena Soccer World Cup. Coverage here at the Allen Event Center as Romania has the commanding lead to start off this fourth quarter 15-0. Romania handling the ball very easily against this India team. Unfortunately for India, they have not been able to put very much offense on the board whatsoever. As Romania, there's a shot. Lankard blocks that one. This one doesn't get in as they switch sides. And now Romania feeds it into the zone. Looking for the pass. Shot. Lankard blocks that one. India pushing it out of their own zone. Trying to anyway, but there's Romania right in front of it. Gets the seal, stops the ball, passing it into the zone, and they're just pushing around and playing, and now they're trying to find a spot. Pass behind the foot. Here we go. Backward. Shot in. Blocked there by Lankar. Papa tried to put it in there. Now Romania backing out of it. So Romania practicing some things in the zone. I don't think they were necessarily trying to even get it in at the goal. There they go again, passing around. Papa with the ball, feeds it into the corner, getting it to Baku, but now back out to Papa. Papa near the zone of India. Now they feed it into the middle. Nice pass down near this goal. Shot in and it's gone. Romania with another goal increases the lead 16-0. And Romania just handed it to India as they go along on the goal there with Barcu. So Barcu increases the lead for Romania 16-0. You're listening to the coverage of the 2015 Arena Soccer World Cup. The first round, Romania is going to advance here tonight. And earlier today, Mexico advanced as well. So it's going to be Romania and Mexico advancing out of this bracket. Romania pushing it in. Romania has a new goalie in. Now this time it is Christian Papa in at goal. India pushing the ball around, trying to get it now, get it out of their own zone. Now they're going to push it forward. Here they come. They have the ball. Shot on goal. Brock there by Papa. Nice kick there by Sharif. However, Papa stops it, and Romania handles it after the kick. As if that wasn't seen coming. Handling it. Here comes Romania with the ball as they push it into the India zone. And Romania now to the right-hand side. Now back to midfield. They try to pass it, and it's blocked there by India. Nice move by India, pushing it up the field and pushing their way around with Papa as they steal it back, going back the other way. Now here comes India. They have the ball. They're going to move it into Romania's zone, and they don't let them. As Romania's right there, and they're going to block it, get it over to the keeper. The keeper's going to push it out there, and they're going to push it up the field as it's going to be Gabriel Cosman. Got like 6 goals here tonight. He passed it over the middle. Shot up a goal. Blackcore blocked that one. As a foot there for Bartu was blocked. So now, India trying to push the ball up the field and get it out of their zone. It's going to end up going into the zone of Romania. However, they handle the ball. They're going to push it up court again on India. But to their left-hand side. Now to the right-hand side. That's Papa with the ball. Now to the left-hand side. They're on the outside of the zone for India. Now pushing into the middle. Now holding the ball there with Radu. If we get to block that out, they're going to handle it near midfield. And they're going to take it back to Christian Papa. Two Papas on the field for Romania. I'm not sure if they're related or not. However, that part's irrelevant. They kick it downfield and they tried a nice kick in the air with Gabriel Tasman, who tried to get it in the air. Here they go into the middle. India knocks it out a little bit. However, Romania still remains in control of the ball. Now, Romania trying to get it across there. Get it into the zone. Trying to get it in the shot. And they do it back. Wow, nice kick and a header in for a goal. That was on the other side, and that's the number 10 we don't have the name for. We get it in for the goal. Increases the lead to 17-0 as the clock continues to run with 9 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the game. So now, India is playing for a little pride here. Trying to stay in the game mentally, in reality, as they may or may not have given up. It just depends if you know the players or not. But this one is just pure. To make a comparison, it's like having an NBA player play with high school. That's what it's kind of looking like, and they're just not as experienced. And they're just having a hard time keeping up with Romania. So every time they get the opportunity to get the ball, they do. And they usually do what they want to do with it. Like right now, if they feed the middle and get the goal. So they send the middle a little bit too easy. Romania goes up another goal. And nice passing across the middle. This one goes in. It's impossible. Hostel gets it in for the goal. Increases the lead to 18-0. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to bring you the 2015 Arena Soccer World Cup. As Romania and Mexico are going to advance here in the first round. at the Arena Soccer World Cup. Romania beating it down into the zone again. Shot up on goal. Rebound almost was put in there by Acob, and they're still fighting in the corner. Romania beats the middle. Goes to the left, faking it to the right. Now down near the corner. Shot was faked. Now shot, nope, he kicks it back out to the top. Now handling it. Shot up on goal. Misses to the left. Now handling it is Romania. India just not able to even come close to getting it as shots are being fired by Romania. They're bouncing up off the plexiglass. Here comes another shot. That one curved around. Of course, stopped that one and prevented that one from going in. So Lancor pushes it up yet again, and there it goes. Romania feeding it to the left. Shot up on goal, and this will go in. They call it in. Good. So Tamsi with the shot from the left-hand side. He puts a major foot into that one and increases the lead to 19-0 with 6 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in the game. So now, as the clock continues to run, they're getting set here. India unable to move the ball at all as Romania handles it from this point without much effort as well. As the India team just not able to put anything together. Sort of like Germany a little bit earlier today, not able to put anything together offensively from Germany. Romania just getting some practice, you know, passing the ball, trying to do things as they move into the second round. They're going to be heading to Chicago for the second round. Not sure who they're going to face, but they will be headed up north after this one. Romania beats it with the ball. Now shot to the corner. Handling it on the other side. And trying to get it in was Apostle, but it was more of a pass than a shot. Across the field, handling it now is Ersu. Ersu with some fancy footwork, blocked by Lancor, tried it again. This one was off the face of one of the players of India, and now India actually fights it, gets the, there's going to be a whistle. And one of the India players is trying to fight to get the ball, prevent them from getting it, so they kick it into the corner, Romania with the ball. Now, out near the top of the zone for India, and passing the ball around. And shot up on goal. Lockhart crossed that one. Made sure that one didn't go through. Romania resetting. Like they've been on a power play this whole game. And here comes a shot in the middle. And this one's blocked there by the goalie by one of the India players as Lancour got out of position. And they were able to stop it from going in. As it was Ombre preventing that one from going in. Here comes Romania. Handling the ball, kicking it into the corner. Now going in, trying to fake to the left. Now back out to the top. Romania now looking to pass it. Going in the middle. Shot missed over to the right hand side as Charvu put a bullet on that one. There's going to be some whistles out there as it's tripping into the corner. One of the India players is still down. Not sure if he's hurt or if he's just taking a break. And they go ahead and start to play. Romania with the ball in the zone. Going to put up a shot. Nope, they're going to back it out. Now feed the middle. Shot goes out of bounds. And the clock is down to 4 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the game. Romania handling this game very easy. Nothing in favor of Romania. As the clock comes stop, there it goes, it's running. Romania with the ball. Left hand shot off the dasher. Romania just resetting. India has been on the defensive all night long. Not much offense generally, and they have just been being pushed around as the foul is going to be called on Apostoli. We're talking about getting pushed around. That's exactly what happened. India right there just got pushed around. India gets the ball. They're going to finally get it into the Romania zone. Now it's going to be handled into the corner. Romania easily gains control of the ball. Even though it's in their zone, they're not worried about India moving the ball up. maybe it's just good passing, good play here, good execution, stop, feeds it into the zone, back pass, going to the left-hand side, blocked there by Lontora, and then shot from Tarnsley. Now the other side, they pick the ball up there, and again, handled by Romania. Clock down to 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Both games not much of competition for either team that won. As Lontora goes ahead and puts a boot in, this one puts it high up in the air. Just probably wasting more time than anything in reality. Here comes Romania again. They get it into the zone of India. They go ahead, pass across the field. Off the dashboard. Romania handling it. There's going to be a whistle. No whistle. As Arncheck put one of the India players down on the ground. Here comes Romania with a pass. Blocked there by India. Now stolen back again by Tansy. Tansy feeds the middle. Trying to put up the shot. And he's blocked there. He wants the whistle. As possible, they get it. But Romania still handling the ball into the corner. India still battling to make sure that they don't get it in. And they're going to kick it all the way down the field with a minute and 56 seconds left to go in the game. I'd like to thank everybody for giving us a listen here on the Couch Potato Sports Show for the 2015 Arena Soccer World Cup. As we were invited to call the games, and we appreciate the opportunity to do so. Romania gets the ball in the zone, driving it, puts in the shot, is it for the goal. Now a day cover, and the shot was in, and increases the lead to 20-0 with a minute and 23 left to go in the game. World Cup soccer continues next week in Chicago. There's another city hosting another one, but I know Chicago's hosting two games that way. India with a shot from midfield, and I'll tell you, if Papa was in a wait there, that would have went in. Would have broke the shutout for Romania. Romania handling the ball, moving it into the zone. Shot in the car, pushes it down for India. Now, Romania back in the zone of India. Now centering, now pushing it back in the outside of the zone. But tries to put it into the middle, and here comes India with the ball, trying to push it out. He's not able to move it past anybody, as Romania has just handled this whole game, and that's exactly what they're doing here in the final seconds. 29 seconds left to go. Romania crosses the field, gets the set, maybe trying to get another shot on goal. There goes the right hand side. Handling it, moving it around there was Gabriel, puts the shot on it, locked down, and now here comes India. Nope. Stolen by Tansy. He's able to get it. He moves into the zone. Moves in. Tries to make it. Passes over to the left. Shot. Goal. And that's going to do it. Tansy with the goal. And that's going to do it for the game. As Romania beat India 21-0 in a game that really didn't have much competition for. But India just too young against the experienced team that is Romania, one of the best in the country. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, as well as our coverage over on the other side, on the video side, on Go Live Sportscast. I'd like to thank everybody involved. My name is Sonny Clark from the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hope everybody has a good evening. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
I want to thank everyone for their support in the inaugural